WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A nearly $9.5 million street project starts next month in College Station. That's after the city council at its last meeting awarded the construction contract affecting Holloman South from North Dowling to Rock Prairie West. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says funding is not from recently imposed impact fees.
This was part of the notion of the Citizen Advisory Committee ranked very high on their list of prioritized transportation projects, and this is funded through the Streets Capital Projects Fund.
Weather permitting, construction will take a year to create a four-lane road with a center turn lane, a sidewalk on one side, and a hike and bike path on the other side. There will also be a traffic signal at Rock Prairie and the entrance to the new River Bend Elementary School. The Area Agency on Aging is encouraging seniors to come to a town hall meeting on February 14th to discuss their concerns and issues.
We want to hear directly from the seniors of what their concerns are. Is it transportation? Is it health care? Is it adequate housing for seniors?
Program manager Ronnie Gibson says vendors will be on site and several speakers will present information before the participants split up into small groups.
At each table, a facilitator and a scribe that will be taking notes and with the seniors. So we're going to have the seniors at that at each table discuss what their issues are.
Gibson says the meeting is at the Brazos Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with lunch provided. Volunteers to facilitate and scribe are still needed. You can contact the Area Agency on Aging for more information at 595-2806. Two College Station homes received historical markers at the last city council meeting. Historic Preservation Committee Chairperson Lou Hodges says 601 Montclair Avenue may sound familiar.
It was the original plaque. It was number one. But of course, the plaques are not the property of the house, they're the property of the people who have the application. And so over the years, this disappeared, possibly with one of the property owners. We don't know. But the current owners, Jeff and Brenda Hood, have reapplied for a new plaque.
Hodges says this house is automatically eligible for a plaque because it was one of the houses that was originally moved off the Texas A&M campus. However, the new plaque will be marked as number 93. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 38 degrees. You can call or text us. You can send us pictures of the moon at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, you're invited to meet Rick Davis, a candidate running for state representative in District 14. Join the Rick Davis campaign this Wednesday, January 31st at 6 p.m. at Blackwater Draw in downtown Bryan. This is your opportunity to meet Rick Davis, ask questions, and find out why he's the best candidate to represent your interests in this growing economy. Meet your candidate, Rick Davis, Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Blackwater Draw in downtown Bryan. Visit electrickdavis.com or Facebook to learn more about the campaign. Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis campaign, Roy May Treasurer.
This is Chad Jones with Chad Jones Law. I've been working out at Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness for about a year now, and I love it. It's unlike any gym I've been to before. There are weights, of course, but the cool parts are the classes and trainers. The focus at BV MMA is getting you as fit as you have ever been by working with trainers who genuinely care about you. My favorite part is the boxing. Talk about a workout. Putting on the gloves and getting in the cage is a rush I can only get at BV MMA.
To learn more about private lessons, visit BVMMA.com. That's BVMMA.com.
Coming up on 610, good morning, Wednesday, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The weather's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you are.
High pressure continues to hold sway over our weather. It'll do it for about 48 more hours, and then things will start to change as we get close to Friday and the weekend. Sunny, breezy, mild today. Highs will be up close to 70. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and breezy, 50 to 55. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouding up, turning a little cooler tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloudy Friday, much cooler, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops got back on the win wagon last night. A big victory over Arkansas, or Arkansas, some people want to call them. 80 to 66 was the win. TJ Starks, a freshman with a big performance, 16 points on the night.
I just had to wait and figure it out. And obviously I got it done today. And hopefully I get it done again Saturday.
So a breakout performance for TJ. We'll hear a little bit more from him, as well as head coach Billy Kennedy. Also looking around some other men's games going on last night. The NBA, James Harden with an historic performance. And some offseason news in both the NFL and baseball. All that more coming up in sports.
Oh, are we going to talk about mascots some more? Can we do that?
Talk about mascots.
Yeah, the Cleveland mascot.
Oh, yeah, about the Cleveland Indians. Yeah, Chief,
sure.
Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
Not this year. It's racist, but not racist enough that we got to take it away this
year. Yeah, it's offensive.
Next year
just
is when we'll do it.
Just a little bit offensive.
Just
not
a little
as
offensive.
As you would think that it would be, but... Boy, and so like we own basketball, right? Till till there's another game, which is Saturday. So a woman tried to board a United Airlines flight this week with
peacock,
an emotional support animal.
Yes, I saw this.
In fact, bought a separate ticket.
Oh, okay.
But the airline turned her down because it's a peacock.
And we heard the story, or I did recently, they're supposed to be cracking down on this more and more.
I hope so.
Because it's getting obviously a little out of hand.
Well, and again, it's a peacock. They scream. I mean, pictures you see of a peacock.
They're large.
And what a peacock does most of the time are not the same thing at all.
I mean, even one, you know, even even buying a seat for it or a ticket for it, those things are pretty big. Their feathers really kind of... go everywhere.
Well, but you understand, this peacock apparently belonged to an artist.
Oh, an artiste.
Yes, and has its own Instagram account as well.
Oh, wow.
Fact.
What's the peacock's name?
Well, I don't know. They talked to a lady who saw this happen, and she had...
her peacock into the airport. Right now, wrangling a peacock in the airport.
It's emotional support.
Yep. That happens all the time.
That just happened.
What the hell, New York?
What the hell, New York?
I mean, were we really surprised that that was in New York?
No, probably not.
I'm fine with dogs. Bring all the dogs you want, but
sure.
No
See,
peacocks,
but
please.
I'm sorry. I just a lot of it I just can't buy into. I mean, I'm
well,
sure
that's
that
what I'm saying. They need to make the rules more clear, and they need to actually be service animals that help with some kind of disability.
Right. Or, I mean,
or
if you're a vet, if you're a vet, I can understand with PTSD. I understand those things. But anybody, I could turn Cooper into an emotional support animal and just take him on the plane with me. That would be just, I mean, but there's really no requirements for that.
Well, no, there's not. And you see, if you are the one who says something about it,
then you're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Well,
that's like we saw one when we were traveling over the holidays, and my brother actually ended up having a conversation with the guy at baggage claim, and he was a vet, and he suffered from seizures, epileptic seizures.
Okay.
And so his dog... but she was a service dog. I mean, she had gone through all his stuff where she helps him if he undergoes one of those seizures. And, you know, totally young, normal looking guy, you know, no physical disability that you could see from the outside.
Right.
But yeah, that's totally okay.
Different thing. Right?
And maybe I shouldn't be so quick to judge. Maybe I should, you know, walk a mile in that person's shoes and tell that they get anxious on plane flights instead of self-medicating or drinking a ton and passing out before the plane takes off.
I'd be okay with that.
They want their dog.
But a peacock?
I figured after the pig, right? After that woman brought the emotional service pig on the plane.
Well,
I figured
and my question is, you know, they have rest areas, or should I say like potty areas for dogs in airports.
Where's the peacock go?
Where does the peacock go? And is it potty trained?
I think this peacock used the restroom just like everybody else. This is a special peacock, okay?
Because it belongs to an artiste.
Artiste.
It has its own Insta page, therefore it's legit.
Oh, God.
Info
Mation.
I'm sorry, sir, that we'll have to go to the peacock rest area. This is for mammals.
Oh, man. My aunt and uncle lived right down the road from some people who had peacocks.
Yeah.
And one of them saw its reflection in the front door and just went to town on that front door.
Oh, wow.
Blood and feathers everywhere.
They sound like they're dying when they... Yeah.
Hey, Jake, would you get an entry gate made for us this year?
Sure thing. I just called the good folks at Jackrabbit Manufacturing.
Hold your horses. I thought it was Smack Habit Carbo Loading. You know, the company with the great metal finishings.
Jackrabbit is a powder coating facility as well as a metal fabricating shop specializing in design, plasma cutting, welding, fabrication, and powder coating.
So Jackrabbit gerrymandering. I got it.
That's right, Earl. Jackrabbit Manufacturing and Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Wait, something happened. That wasn't supposed to happen like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hang on. Here we go. I got it.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody. I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
All right, just because you wanted to know facts about peacocks.
All right, here we go.
Okay, only the males are actually peacocks.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
They're colorful, but what are the women called?
The collective term for these birds is peafowl.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
The males are peacocks.
That would make sense.
That's right. And the females are peahens.
Oh,
I never knew that.
And that's why we do the show.
We need to just make a whole compilation of me saying that over and over again.
I didn't know that. That's why you listen.
The babies are called pea chicks.
That is so cute.
Yep. A family of pea fowl is called a bevy.
Ooh.
Yes, right.
I like bevies.
They're not, as you can imagine, born with those fancy feathers. Right.
They
don't look like that when they're born.
Okay.
The male pea chicks don't start growing their trains, as they're called, until about the age of 3. In fact, it is hard to tell exactly what the sex of a pea chick is because they're pretty much identical when they're born, right?
You can't check in other areas. You can't check plumbing.
Nope. Maybe. I'm not sure.
If you get close enough.
There's special people who know how to do that. Anyway.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be killed for those feathers, just by the way.
You can pluck them.
They taste good, apparently.
Oh.
The feathers?
Hashtag East Texas life.
No.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
peacocks. Yeah.
I'm saying peacocks taste good.
And despite the long tails, they can fly.
Yes.
Okay.
They can fly. There are
For how far?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Just not very.
In my long, extensive background of working with peacocks, I don't think they can fly very far. Yeah. But they can get up on, roofs and stuff.
And by the way, yes, as you say, they actually were a delicacy back in medieval times.
Mm.
It's not like you can get a peacock leg at the Renaissance Festival, but because there's not a lot of meat on that. All right, so there you go. That's our peacock fact.
We had someone text in who apparently works out at the Reed House at Texas A&M and says they have peacocks, and it's unnerving to work there with all of them screaming.
Yeah, they are.
They're loud. I know.
So when I Little League, actually, the ball field that we played on was right next to, I guess, somebody's farm, small ranch, that they had a bunch of exotic pets. And so emus, peacocks, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd be out there practicing, you know, in the middle of the night.
In
the evening time.
Hardcore
with the
Little
lights.
League
we
out
had
there.
Lights. And,
ever been to the World Series?
No.
Wow.
No, we weren't that good. We weren't that good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So. Go ahead. Well, was that the story?
That was the extent of the story.
Okay. All right.
Would have been better if Chelsea hadn't ruined it.
Okay. I just thought maybe like the story yesterday from spring where the deer came out on the field where they were practicing.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to.
Were you ever attacked by a peacock?
No, thank God, no.
Okay.
Apparently they're pretty angry, though. I'm just saying, they'll attack you.
They do seem to have an attitude.
Yes.
Right, attitude.
So here we go.
They're sassy.
It's the last day of January, and tomorrow's...
Finally.
Tomorrow's February. By the way, Valentine's Day is in that month, guys.
2 weeks, y'all.
Yeah.
Two weeks from today.
That's right. It's Backwards Day. You want to do something backwards?
Backwards.
Today's the day to do it.
Okay.
Oh, in it's also Gorilla Suit Day.
Oh, no, I was asked to prom in a gorilla suit once.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Y'all make fun of me from where I come from. What's Brian up to? Holy cow.
It was a pink gorilla suit, too.
Go ahead.
Did you say yes?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, okay. I did. It was a good friend of mine. It was my senior year, and I was at home, and there's a knock on the door, and I opened it, and no one was there, but there was a banana on my front doorstep. I closed the door, another knock, another banana. Finally, on the third knock, Eric, my friend Eric, was standing there in a pink gorilla suit with a sign that said, like, how about prom? Something about bananas. I don't know. It was probably something clever. And I was like, wait, well, who are you? I don't want to say yes until I know who you are. So, yeah.
That's true, okay. Too. Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
So he didn't wear the banana suit to the prom.
No.
He just did the invite.
No, the gorilla suit was just for the invite.
What did y'all do with the bananas? Did you just let them go to waste?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm sure I ate it.
See,
I don't know.
And that's, you know. And
why
that's...
would you even ask that?
Because it's important. It's wasteful if you don't.
Oh, okay.
There are monkeys out there starving.
Right, yes. Of course.
You know, that, and that's... Again, the long list of things that we lose in social media.
Yeah.
I mean,
gorilla at your... Well, we didn't have social media back
right,
then.
Right, exactly. The gorilla at your door asking you to do something.
Yeah.
And you know, it would be lost if you got a text and it was a picture of that. Or yeah.
It could have gone viral.
But there you go. There's an idea, parents or even kids who are listening who are trying to think of ways to ask. Prom's still, you know, a ways away. So
did you
go.
Ask him what it cost to rent the pink gorilla suit?
I didn't. He did rent it, though.
Yeah,
from,
well, I'm sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But
it's not like something
he really
buy.
Sank a lot of money into this.
Yeah. But yeah, but I'm not sure. Well, one-day rental. Hopefully
far more
that
than
wasn't
I did with
much.
my prom date.
It's Scotch Tape Day. All right.
Okay.
That's important.
That is important.
And Brandy Alexander Day.
Hey.
Hey, hey. All right, there you go. And we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. You're going to love this one. Justin Timberlake
hey,
is turning
yeah.
37.
Are you kidding? Me? You
got to be careful at the end of this song, just FYI.
Well, now, speaking of that, I mean, I think they have already basically called him out. Some group has.
Okay.
Some group. You don't just call Justin Timberlake out, okay?
Here you go. The Parents Television Council.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Already wagging their finger at you,
uh-huh.
Justin Timberlake. Billboard.com says the group has posted a blog yesterday that the singer is in their crosshairs should he decide to be naughty during the halftime performance.
Oh. Some of those commercials are going to be more offensive than his halftime performance. Yes.
They're worried about another wardrobe malfunction.
Well, is she going to be there? Is Janet going to be there? No.
I don't think so. Quote, we
it was her top that came off.
We ask you to keep the halftime show friendly and safe. For the children who are watching.
So the guy who sings Bringing Sexy Back, Your Body.
Yes.
Yeah,
the please, Super Bowl.
Please keep it family friendly.
And particularly its halftime show should be a hallmark of entertainment that's both appealing and safe for the entire family.
By the way, I really want to start a petition to get AC/DC to perform halftime at the Super Bowl. I think that'd be amazing.
Got to start somewhere.
So there you go. Another amazing rock group. It's Casey and the Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
Harry Casey turning 67 today. That bring you back to the good old days, Scott?
You know, I bet he's really unhappy that he has to sing that song every night.
As long as those checks keep flowing in.
When you're about a minute and a half into it, I think most folks are ready for it to be over.
Oh, whatever.
We've all heard it. We all can sing along to it. Okay.
When you were wearing your bow bottoms out there on the dance floor, you didn't care.
I know.
Kerry Washington is turning 41 today. Scandal star. Yep, there you go. She's also in Django Unchained. She's been in a bunch of stuff. Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons. He's turning 31 today. Oh, geez.
Hello.
We got a lot of good music this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
So there you go. Tyler Hubbard. Oh, speaking of bad music, though. Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line is turning 31.
Oh,
I spoke too soon.
God.
So we are not going to be playing any Florida Georgia Line today.
Okay.
Bobby Moynihan is turning 41. Of course, he's been on SNL for quite some time.
Yeah.
Portia de Rossi, Ellen's wife, turning 45.
Wait, 45? There's 15 years between them? I didn't realize
Ellen's
that.
Ellen's 60?
Yeah, she just turned 60.
Ellen looks pretty good
for 60. Did you not remember
60.
Reading her birthday last week?
It tends to escape me. I've slept since then, so my apologies to Ellen and Portia de Rossi.
Yeah, Ellen turned 60 last week.
Minnie Driver is turning 48. So a lot of people remember her. Of course, Speechless. She's in that show, Ella Enchanted, Tarzan. Anthony LaPaglia. Haven't heard from him in a long time.
He hasn't done a thing, has he?
He's turning 59. I think he got in some legal trouble, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I think he actually did. But I remember watching Frasier, and he was Daphne's, like, drunk brother.
Oh, yeah, and he had his own TV show, too, on CBS. It was a drama.
Yeah. Well, it was, like, one of the CSIs, was
right.
it not?
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that, so there you go. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols is turning 62 today. So Chelsea could be playing that when she's over there. Yeah, they don't really look very kindly on that.
We've never played the Sex Pistols before. That's the first.
There you go.
Yeah, got
that. Make that a first. Jonathan Banks turning 71. He plays Mike Ehrmantraut on Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Nolan Ryan is turning 71 today.
Oh, wow.
So go buy some Nolan Ryan beef
today.
You go. And Carol Channing is turning 97 today.
Yeah.
Hello, Dolly Star.
Wow. A couple of others. Portia de Rossi.
We just said her.
I'm sorry.
We had an entire conversation.
I was looking at something else. Apparently, the eclipse is going on.
Oh,
I know. Everyone's texting and asking
nice
why we're talking about peacocks.
I know. But Jessica Walter.
Okay, we didn't say
Jessica Walter.
She's 77. She also was on Arrested Development.
Okay.
You know, she's a pretty funny lady. You think?
I don't know.
I never watched Arrested Development. I'm going to have to get to that right after I finish Deadwood.
First movie she did was called Play Misty For Me.
Clint Eastwood.
Crazy woman, and Clint Eastwood was a disc jockey. Huh, crazy people in disc jockeys.
All
right. Yeah, so anyway, it's going on apparently in the West Sky right now.
Yeah, I looked at it when I came in, but that was like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it was a regular
and apparently it wasn't,
So I'm going to punch this button, and we're all going to wander down to see if we can see it.
Well, where can we see it?
I think probably
other
on the
side
patio.
Other side of the building.
Patio. So we're going to have a group meeting. We're actually going to see each other this morning.
Ready?
We're going to go down there and do that.
Break.
Go.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So last night at the President's State of the Union address, the President and the First Lady honored a 12-year-old boy from Reading, Pennsylvania, for his dedication to our nation's fallen heroes. Now, his name is Preston Sharp. He was invited to sit with the First Lady Melania Trump in recognition of his work honoring vets at military cemeteries. Now, after visiting his U.S. Navy veteran grandfather's grave and discovering there were no flags placed down, well, Sharp created the Flag and Flower Challenge, and he's now been placing flags and flowers at the graves of our vets since November of 2015. So a big shout out, thank you, to Preston Sharp for all his hard work and his commitment and dedication to our nation's heroes who give us the great lives we have every day.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever seen an artist's rendering of Noah's Ark? If you have, I can almost guarantee that it had multiple windows in it. For some reason, artists are rarely satisfied with just one window in the ark. Yet, when we read the pattern that was given by God to Noah, there was only one window, Genesis 6:15 and 16. To his credit, Noah followed this pattern exactly. In Genesis 6:22, we read, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Just as many artists are not satisfied with an ark with just one window, many men are not satisfied with a pattern that God has given for the church. At the BCS Church of Christ, we're striving to follow God's pattern exactly. We invite you to come and to follow this pattern with us. Our building is located at 11914 Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:30. Well, we all met out on the patio. All three of us. We went out to look at the eclipse.
It was beautiful.
And Chelsea actually took a picture.
Yeah.
That which was, to me, is amazing. Two amazing things. First, we all saw each other today.
And, hey, guys.
And
hey,
second, guys. Hey, hey, Chelsea. And secondly, Chelsea actually took a picture of something happening in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah. Fortunately, we had Kevin there, Mr. Astronomer, to tell us all about it.
Our expert astronomer.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And our listeners, we appreciate that.
We do.
They were texting and saying, why are you talking about anything other than the moon?
I thought the peacock thing was really interesting.
Well, we learned a lot more about peacocks and, you know.
That is true. We learned a lot.
See, yeah. Animals are better than space.
Yep.
No. By the way, shoot us a text in with your pictures.
Oh, we'd love to
see
them.
979-695-1620. Yeah. We want to see pics of the eclipse because I have no window.
Yeah, and we all have, and I do, but it faces in the wrong direction.
We're in the wrong side.
Anyway, so we did that. And it's a little bit, it's not foggy, but it's not a completely clear
morning
sky. It's
not super clear.
Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, text us your opinion. Hey, you could be someplace else, right? You could be somewhere in another country.
Yeah.
You could still text it to us. All around the world, it's amazing how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Again, like I say, a little bit of fog out there in the sky. It's not down on the ground. We'll have a high temperature today of 70 with south winds at 10 to 15, which is pretty dang spectacular. And then tonight we'll be down to around 52. Tomorrow it's 75. But switch those numbers around on Friday. 57 will be our high. Back to the weekend, and we have some clouds, but the temps will be okay. We'll be in the 60s. Currently have winds out of the south, 93% relative humidity, and we have 38 degrees out there.
For Kashinka, with your money now. The controversy surrounding Apple's decision to slow down older iPhones has turned into a federal case. The Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating claims that the high-tech company intentionally throttled down older iPhones in an effort to nudge users into buying the newer, more expensive models. Last month, Apple apologized for the slowdown after a blogger's tests revealed the secretive practice. Thomson Reuters has struck a deal to sell a majority stake in its financial information and terminal business for $17 billion to a group led by private equity giant Blackstone Group. Under the agreement, the consortium will take a 55% stake in the financial and risk unit, which will become a separate privately held firm, and Thomson Reuters will hold a 45% stake. Industrial equipment maker Siemens' net income rose 12% to $2.7 billion in the last 3 months of 2017, helped by one-time gains from the sale of shares in its lighting business and the U.S. corporate tax cut. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Next month, motorists on College Station's Holloman South between Rock Prairie and Dowling will be dealing with road construction for at least a year. The College Station City Council at its last meeting awarded a contract to widen Holloman South to four lanes plus a center turning lane. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten says the nearly $9.5 million project will be paid by bonds approved by the council that followed recommendations by the Citizens Advisory Committee and not the recently enacted transportation impact fee.
And on the transportation impact fees, you may recall is that those are broken up into four different zones. We are just now beginning the process of actually collecting some of those dollars, and they'll have to go into the individual zones. So again, for practically there aren't dollars yet available for this particular project.
The project includes a hike and bike path on one side, a sidewalk on the other side, and a traffic signal at Rock Prairie and the entrance to the new Riverbend Elementary School. A wave of conservative speakers being blocked from Texas universities has led the state Senate to consider potential penalties. The Senate State Affairs Committee will take up the issue today on the campus of Texas State University. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones sees the move as a mostly symbolic threat to the guilty schools.
To set some ground rules and try to use the financial stick that the state has to gain compliance by the universities, perhaps by sanctioning or fining them.
Jones believes the interim charge is the result of State House Freedom Caucus member Briscoe Kane being prevented by protesters from delivering a speech at Texas Southern University. A 64-year-old Dallas man on death row for the 1999 slaying of his ex-girlfriend while he was out on parole for killing his estranged wife has been executed in Huntsville. William Rayford became the nation's second inmate put to death this year, both in Texas. Local seniors are invited to a town hall meeting on senior citizens' concerns and issues. Ronnie Gibson, program manager for the Area Agency on Aging, says seniors will have the opportunity to speak freely in small groups with a scribe taking notes.
It's real intimate, where they will be able to discuss right at their table, and we will not have any limits on what they discuss. It's those folks sitting at that table, these are their ideas, their concerns, their issues.
Gibson says the agency will take those notes and present them to the Texas Silver-Haired Legislature.
Silver-Haired Legislatures hopefully can develop some issues and present those to our state legislature so that laws and policies can be developed to address those concerns and issues of our seniors.
The town hall meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, February 14th at the Brazos Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with lunch provided. Gibson says they're also in need of volunteers to help scribe and facilitate the event. You can call the Area Agency on Aging for more information at 595-2806. There is so much flu that there is now a shortage of rapid flu tests. Kristen Norlin is with the Centers for Disease Control.
It's likely that some of those spot shortages is due to the combination of the fact that we're just seeing a lot of activity all around the United States, as well as some of these manufacturers removing tests from the market.
She says doctors should treat their patients for flu with or without the test if they think their patient is experiencing flu symptoms. Two historical markers were presented at the last College Station City Council meeting. The first marker presented was for 700 Thomas Avenue. Historic Preservation Committee Chairperson Lou Hodges says they approved the marker for the residents of Dr. Ernie Butler last year, but had to wait until 2018, 20 years after his death.
And OD, as he was known, was an important person in the history of Texas A&M University and the College of Agriculture. He began in 1947 as an instructor at the university. Eventually became head of the Department of Animal Science, Vice President for Agriculture and Renewable Natural Resources, and an Associate Deputy Chancellor for Agriculture in 1980.
Hodges says one interesting note on the application was the lot next to his house was once known as Clark Field, which served as a baseball field for the neighborhood kids. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 38 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health's primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
This is Chad Jones with Chad Jones Law. I've been working out at Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness for about a year now, and I love it. It's unlike any gym I've been to before. There are weights, of course, but the cool parts are the classes and trainers. The focus at BV MMA is getting you as fit as you have ever been by working with trainers who genuinely care about you. My favorite part is the boxing. Talk about a workout. Putting on the gloves and getting in the cage is a rush I can only get at BVMMA.
To learn more about private lessons, visit BVMMA.com. That's BVMMA.com.
Good morning, 641, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure in control stays in control through tomorrow, and then colder weather starts to drop down from the north, and that'll impact us for Friday. We'll have a sunny, breezy, mild day today, highs close to 70. Clear to partly cloudy and breezy overnight, 50 to 55. Mostly sunny, breezy, warm tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouds 45 to 50 tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy for Friday with highs of 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops got back on the win wagon last night, 80-66 over the University of Arkansas. Coach Billy Kennedy saw some good things from his team.
Once we settled in and stopped turning the ball over after the first, 5 to 8 minutes, I thought we did a good job of sharing the ball and finally made some shots.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as the big man on campus, TJ Starks. The freshman scored a team-high 16 points in the win, so a good victory overall. We'll also cover some other big men's games from last night. Also looking out on the links, where third-ranked Texas A&M men's golf wrapped up the Arizona Intercollegiate yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Caller, what?
Hey, are we needing to change the bulb in the moon, or are we experiencing a lunar eclipse?
No, it's a lunar eclipse. It really is.
It's a lunar eclipse. It's, and then like two other things all happening at the same time.
Yeah, it's like a super moon and it's a blue moon.
It's like
moon.
A triple axel sow cow.
Exactly. Boom. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And it was so important that we actually went outside during the show to go look at it, just so that y'all could tell your grandkids.
You can still see it, y'all.
That's right, and you can go look at it now, and you can send us a picture, because now we're trapped back in our studio.
Yeah.
And we can't go back
out. Well,
apparently
there. Chelsea's going to leave when I do sports.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I always do.
She's got that covered.
All right, so.
I hear it all in the tease anyway.
That's true.
So, Zach, did you watch the State of the Union? No. Okay.
No, I did not.
There you are. And Chelsea, I know you didn't.
Okay. It wasn't very long, was it?
It was an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a good time.
He pretty much challenged the Democrats to not stand up and applaud.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically told stories that if you couldn't stand up to support them, it's like your knees were broken, okay? And some of them didn't. I mean, some of them didn't stand up.
Yeah.
Couple of lines that were pretty interesting. Americans are dreamers too.
Okay.
You know, think
mm-hmm.
about that.
We dream.
To which Topher Spiro, of course, who is an economic policy advisor and health policy director at the Center for American Progress, which is a liberal think tank, said that was a very divisive thing to say. and he said it intentionally.
How is
that? Well, because...
Well, I mean, duh, he said it intentionally. It's a speech.
We got dreamers. You can't... Americans can't be dreamers, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's us against them kind of thing.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so... And kind of a cool thing that he said toward the end of his speech.
This, in fact, is our new American moment. There has never been a better time to start living the American dream. So to every citizen watching at home tonight, no matter where you've been or where you've come from, this is your time. If you work hard, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in America, then you can dream anything. You can be anything. And together, we can achieve absolutely anything.
I mean, basically...
See, that's a pep talk. Tom Brady needs to take a note.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, the first thing he says, if you work hard, okay?
Right.
Yes, you do have to work.
You can't just say, by believing in yourself, it'll happen.
Right. And I'm a dreamer and I'm here, and so I should be able
right,
to prosper.
Right, so I should be given all of this.
Or I've got a college degree, so you need to pay me a lot of money.
Well, right. No.
And
trust
see,
me.
Obviously that comes into play, too, when you've got people promising free tuition to college.
Right.
That doesn't promise anything when you get out in the workforce.
No.
Nope. Anyhow, as he said, we built the Empire State Building in 1 year. Isn't it a disgrace that it now takes 10 years to get a permit approved for a simple road?
Mm.
I mean, he made a lot of Americans feel good about being Americans last night. And, I mean, I think he pretty much said, yeah, I got a plan for immigration. Congress has got to pass it.
Right.
But everything he said was putting America first.
Mm-hmm.
Putting America first. And you know what?
That's how it should be.
Right. And that's what got him elected.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think people have had enough of the whole self-loathing thing when you're talking about it. You have to be, basically it's hip to not be proud to be an American.
Yes.
You have to feel ashamed for past transgressions. You have to feel ashamed that somehow we're better off than other folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Donald Trump appealed to a lot of folks when he came out and said, look, it's okay. You can be proud to be an American, and you
right.
can be proud to put America first.
Well, and sure, we were born here, but we have to continue to work to keep that idea.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, right.
And of course, clearly he talked about veterans. He talked about the other people who are first responders. Some of the people who he introduced in the audience were incredible. He said America 93 times.
Wow.
93 times. Now, one of the people, so of course, I run in to watch the CNN. I want to hear what CNN's got
right,
to say.
Right.
I don't care what Fox says. We know what they're going
right,
to say.
Right. They're going to
so,
just clap.
One of the people who he had stand up was a 12-year-old boy who realized there were not flags on the tombstones of veterans. And so, 12, he took steps to have 40,000 flags
wow.
that were placed on veterans' graves all over America. In mentioning that, Jake Tapper says, and so then the president uses that as an opportunity to take shots at NFL players who don't stand up for the flag.
Mm.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
Huh. And he did. He took a shot at him because you know
yeah.
what? You wouldn't be making that kind of money if you're playing professional football in France.
Right. That's true.
Well, it depends. Honestly depends.
And that Afghanistan National Football League, they don't do very well either.
Well, that's true.
You do this because you're in America. Anyway, it's kind of interesting.
One thing, so Chris Long, who is a defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles,
mm-hmm.
he's Howie Long's son.
Right.
And he had donated his entire salary this year
mm-hmm.
to helping needy, which is amazing. That
yep.
is amazing.
You're right.
But, you know, Barack Obama comes out and says that's what's the best part of America. Well, you know, when you look at Chris Long overall, you know, he's come from money.
Yep.
His dad was a professional player.
Right.
He's had money his entire life.
He's making money
and
elsewhere.
He's making a ton of money doing that.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those deals. You can't ask people to give up their entire salary.
No.
It's not part of what America is.
And you
is.
Can't expect people to do it even if they do have
of
that kind of money.
Not.
It's not,
that's not
it's
right.
an expectation.
But that being said, I don't want to take anything away. It was a generous act. I'm not
it
saying
was.
He very well could have easily said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Certainly.
Right.
But
well, again, I think he made people feel good about being Americans
mm-hmm.
again, and probably from a political standpoint, for all those Republicans who are itchy about what's going to happen, they probably got bolstered by this. In fact, a CNN Snap poll said 48% of the respondents had a positive reaction. In addition, 62% said the policies outlined by the president would move the country in the right direction. 62%. So that's probably what a State of the Union address is supposed to be.
Just all saying, right. Teleprompter Trump over Twitter Trump all day, every day.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products. Products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You have an appointment with your pruning shear sometime in the next 4 weeks. You need to be sure you complete each of the tasks that I'm going to talk about, because you won't get another opportunity for another 11 months. In fact, I'm not even going to give you 4 weeks. Let's do this in the next couple of weeks. We'll place them in general chronological order, so you can use the list as your checkoff. I'll be back with details right after this important message. The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time that Mueller started making metal products. Now, more than 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and their products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and occasional snowstorms that blow through Texas. It'll continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to learn more and to find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head. It's a rule of green thumb. Bush roses are pruned by 50% early each February. Each cut is made 1/4 of an inch directly above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You can also prune continuous blooming climbing roses, but only by 30 or 40% in both cases. Remove weak, non-productive canes. Now, the spring-only blooming roses should be pruned after they finish flowering. Then there are peach and plum trees. Your goal with these related trees is to have 10-foot-tall trees that are 15 to 18 feet wide. The ideal tree will have 3 scaffold branches arising from the trunk between 22 and 28 inches. The overall shape of each tree should resemble a large, rounded cereal bowl. To attain all of this, you must start training the tree the day it's planted. After that, you'll remove significant quantities of twigs and branches late each winter, just before the new buds begin to swell. If that earlier pruning wasn't done, all you can do a year or two later is to come as close as you can to getting that bowl shape without destroying the tree's vigor. No plant is pruned any more heavily than grapes. Remove 80% of each vine's cane growth each winter. Now, that's your main way of limiting the number of clusters and thereby improving the size of the individual grapes. Train the scaffold branches along the wire trellises as you prune. Not many shrubs get their own special listing, but nandinas are long popular plants that grow unlike any other in our landscape. They produce upright stems that rarely branch. Over 2 or 3 years, they can take on the looks of miniature palms with all the growth at the tips. To keep them attractive, you should cut the tallest canes back to the ground each winter. Aim to trim 1/3 of the stems every year. The new shoots coming up from the base will keep the plants full and compact. Broadleafed evergreen shrubs. It's usually best to buy a plant whose mature size and form fits the space you have available. However, if you want to thicken plants up by encouraging additional branching, giving them a light trim in late winter is the best way to do so. Remove only 15 or 20% of the twig growth with a power hedge trimmer and complete your pruning before they start forming any new buds. And finally, summer flowering shrubs and vines are pruned now, but remember, don't ever top crepe myrtles for any reason. I'm Neil Sperry. Curious facts about tree trunks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:54. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball got back on the win wagon last night, downing Arkansas 80-66 at Reed. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the victory.
Proud of our guys coming in and fighting a good Arkansas team. But Arkansas was playing really well coming in, having won three straight. And once we settled in and stopped turning the ball over after the first, 5 to 8 minutes, I thought we did a good job of sharing the ball and finally made some shots that I think opened up some things inside for our bigs on the glass.
Big man Tyler Davis finished the night with 15 points and 13 rebounds, while freshman guard TJ Starks had a breakout game, scoring a team-leading 16 points.
Just believing in the process, believing in my coaches and my teammates, just understanding that my time is going to come, so I just had to wait and figure it out. And obviously I got it done today, and hopefully I get it done again Saturday, as well as my teammates.
Now with the win, TJ and the guys improved to 14-8 overall and 3-6 in SEC play. Some other big men's games going on last night. 12th-ranked Oklahoma held off Baylor 98-96. Number 11 Auburn topped Ole Miss 79-70. 20th-ranked Clemson edged number 19 North Carolina 82-78. And 21st-ranked Kentucky bested Vanderbilt 83-81 in overtime. Now one big upset happened down in Athens, where Georgia knocked off 23rd-ranked Florida 72-60. Third-ranked Texas A&M men's golf kicked off its spring slate with a runner-up finish yesterday at the Arizona Intercollegiate in Tucson. The Maroon and White finished at 12 over par as a team, two shots behind host Arizona. Sophomore Dan Erickson led the Aggies in the event, finishing in a share of third place at 3 over par. Out on the tennis courts, the number 7 Aggie men head to Tulsa, Oklahoma today to take on the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. First serve is at 6 p.m. at the Michael D. Case Tennis Center. James Harden became the first player in NBA history to score 60 points as part of a triple-double as the shorthanded Houston Rockets beat the Orlando Magic last night 114-107.
Feels good. Feels really good. You know, just being aggressive. You know, like I said before, you know, Trevor and CP were out. And then Eric, you know, I could tell before the game he wasn't feeling well. I don't know if it was his back or whatnot, but we were down, and there's no excuse. We got to figure a way to win games, figure a way to compete at a high level no matter who's on the floor.
The Beard finished the night with 60 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Meanwhile, LaMarcus Aldridge put up 30 points, and the San Antonio Spurs escaped with a 106-104 win over the Denver Nuggets. San Antonio is now 34-19 on the season and 22-4 at home. Now, both the Spurs and the Rockets will have tonight off, but the Dallas Mavericks are back in action as they pay a visit to the Phoenix Suns at 9:30. Out on the ice, Darcy Kuemper made 28 saves in his ninth career shutout to lead the LA Kings to a 3-0 victory over the Dallas Stars. Here's Tyler Seguin after the loss.
I don't know what the reason is for it. You know, there should be no reason or excuse. I mean, every team's the same after a break. You know, they had the weekend off too, and, you know, we weren't, I want to say we weren't prepared. I mean, we were prepared. The coaches did their jobs. We just, we didn't do ours.
Of course, the Stars coming out of the NHL All-Star break with the loss. Dallas falls to 28-19-4 on the year. Veteran left-hander John Neese has signed a minor league contract and will go to spring training with the Texas Rangers. Now, Neese did not pitch in the regular season last year after left knee surgery at the end of the 2016 season. Before that, he made at least 20 starts each year since 2010. And in some offseason NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have traded Pro Bowl quarterback Alex Smith to the Washington Redskins, a move that spells the end of Kirk Cousins' time with D.C. and hands the Chiefs' job to Patrick Mahomes. Now, the deal cannot be officially completed until March when the start of the new league year begins. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
College Station Medical Center is pleased to welcome Dr. Luke Henshaw to the College Station Medical Associates team. As an internist, Dr. Henshaw is focused on the diagnosis and treatment of conditions that affect adults, both acute and chronic. He also helps his patients maintain optimal health in order to prevent the onset of diseases. Dr. Luke Henshaw is now accepting new patients. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Henshaw, call 693-1795 or visit csmedicalassociates.com.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by your folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. High today, 70. How's that? Winds out of the south at 10 to 15. Tonight, probably around 62 or so. And then tomorrow, 76 degrees. Then it turns a little cooler. But right now, 38 outside. WTAW College Station, Bryan.